Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on The Ticket. He's taking your text at 67974. A lot of people texting on the Chicago Bulls. They're trying to poach the Miami Heat's front office. I'm more pissed about them trying to poach Goran Dragic, quite frankly. Mind your business, Chicago Bulls.
The same Goran you wanted to trade?
Bro, that was years ago when it was for Kawhi Leonard. Why you got to bring up old stuff?
It wasn't for Kawhi to Dallas.
That wasn't me. That was actually the Miami Heat. you can't get mad at me for what the Heat actually tried to do. You can't get mad at me for that.
You're such a liar.
That's what they did. You can't get mad at me because the Heat actually tried to trade him to Dallas. And Mark Cuban was being a big baby, and he goes, let's just mess with him and say we wanted Derek Jones and Kelly Olynyk.
I would have to send Nelson after your ass.
I'll tell you one thing.
For
all the praise I give the Miami Heat's front office, one of the luckiest things to happen to them was Mark Cuban still being team petty and being a jerk to them because they needed Goran Dragic so bad this year.
Yes.
I mean, he has been awesome. Been absolutely amazing. So an absolute stroke of luck and not skill that Mark Cuban is a bastard. And so there's that. I'm just saying. But the Chicago Bulls, yeah, they're apparently trying to overhaul their front office. They apparently have their eye on Heat VP of basketball operations, Adam Simon. Shane Batty has also been another guy. I remember he interviewed for the Detroit Pistons job at one point. They want to copy the Heat's front office structure. They may go after Derek Jones Jr. in free agency. Derek Jones Jr. is going to be an interesting one. I know he said to Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald this week, where he was saying that Miami is where he wants to be. Everybody wants to be Miami. This is going to be one of those interesting years where the Heat have to, whenever the offseason is, whenever that becomes a reality, they do have some decisions to make. But I don't think that Pat Riley and this Heat front office, which the Bulls will so badly want to badly want to copy, I don't think they're going to get they're not going to get 30-11 again. So they're not going to get themselves locked up because Pat Riley knows what it is, and what it is he wants to go get himself a one last big orca, whether that be trading for Bradley Beal or whether that be going and signing Giannis Antetokounmpo in free agency. That's what he's going to go after, and it's not going to be signing, you know, somebody like Derek Jones Jr. If Derek Jones Jr. gets offered a heap of money, if Derek Jones Jr. ends up getting offered $15 million a year, you know, sometimes this NBA money gets nuts. And so because Derek Jones Jr. is just a guy they found. And I think if you've seen anything with this team, no organization's right now better at just finding guys and getting the most out of them than Miami.
Here's the problem is that teams understand if you want these players, right? If you want the Tyler Johnsons, if you want, you know, these guys, you're going to have to pay, you know, a lot more money than the Heat are willing to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened is a couple of years ago, the Heat matched those guys or offered those guys those big inflated contracts. So from that standpoint, yeah, it's time for Derrick Jones Jr. to get his comeuppance, right?
Yep.
You don't know how many more contracts you're going to get, and this is going to be his first maybe five-year deal. So he can't get a five-year deal, but three, four-year deal.
Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, he's 23 years old. 23 years old. Turned yourself into this. It's time to get some money.
Right. And so, you know, I hate when people say, oh, he should take the Heat discount. No. It's your profession. Get as much as you can. Now, sometimes the money comes from a situation that's a little raggedy, and then you may choose to take less money. But I have no problem. Derrick Jones Jr. has earned the right to maximize his talent and get paid for that. And I'm not going to be mad if the Heat don't match it. I'm not going to be mad if he takes the money.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting, too, because I know there was a report this weekend about the owners want the players to take like a 50% pay cut for this month. And they haven't missed any paychecks as of right now. But I wonder what kind of influence that's going to have on guys, you know, taking discounts or turning down extensions. Like, if you look at the Giannis situation, is this going to be something where he's not going to turn down an extension now because of all the stuff that's up in the air? What the salary cap will be with China? What the salary cap is going to be now with the lost revenue? Is this going to be something that influences the decision even more on a big-time extension? Because he doesn't want to risk what the future salary cap may be.
I look at it a different way. I look at it, if I'm Giannis, I said, thank God, right? Thank God I didn't sign the Supermax, because then I would be out on more money because they want the players to not get paid, which is understandable. But how would you like to have the rights to a player at a Supermax, but you only got to pay him a half of that for 1 year?
I don't know.
You see what I mean? Like half of...
You're talking
like,
about what his salary will be next year because the game's being reduced?
Right. Is say if the games mean? Are reduced and he's only getting a portion of that.
Right.
Like, yeah. Why would I sign the Supermax? I'll wait. Because guys like Giannis, this doesn't really affect guys like Giannis. Giannis is going to get the Supermax regardless of what happens to the salary cap, period. Okay? This is for the guys like remember when Tyler Johnson got his money? Hassan got his money?
Yep.
Those middle-of-the-road guys aren't going to get those max deals.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
It's just adorable, though. The Chicago Bulls are just going to come in here and be like, oh, we're going to copy Heat culture. Hit the bricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knicks tried the same thing.
A lot of people think that. How many people? Well, it's funny that you would say that. You know why?
Why?
What are the Dolphins doing?
Oh, like copying the Patriot way?
Yeah,
but not really. Not really, though. Like, they have Patriot employees, but in the end, what are they trying to do? They're trying to go get a top-of-the-line quarterback at the top of the draft, which is not what the Patriots did at all. The
Patriots got extremely lucky. Let's be clear, okay? Most teams that have that level of success, right, get a break at a key position. And they got a break when they got Tom Brady and all the stars lined up to where the guy that they wanted to be the quarterback and Drew Bledsoe got hurt and Tom Brady came in and the rest is history. When you think of San Francisco.
What about
Joe
Montana? Golden State Warriors too.
Golden State Warriors, right? How all those guys came together, right? Draymond Green, second round pick. You got Klay Thompson. You got Steph Curry, who they ended up getting cheap because he had ankle problems. So he got a four-year, $44 million contract to where he should have been making the Supermax 2 years into that $44 million contract, but they got him cheap. So it there's things that happen, you know, that you have to get lucky. So you can plan and do all you want when you're building a football team, a basketball team, or whatever. But at some point, you're going to have to get lucky with a couple of players, and they're going to have to outplay their contract, and you're going to have success in that window before you have to pay them.
Texter said, I could see one stop, but Fizdale couldn't hack it in multiple places. Well, I mean, couldn't hack it. Like, he couldn't hack it. He got ousted in Memphis by one of the faces of the franchise in Marc Gasol. Like, he did a good job in Memphis. Like, that can't be denied. But, like, look, it's a players' league. I mean, Michael Jordan got coaches fired. Magic Johnson got coaches fired. Like, also, LeBron got a coach who went to the NBA Finals fired. Like, that's just – like, if the best player on your team doesn't like you, that's not you – that's not you not hacking it. And then what? Your career is supposed to be an indictment because of what happened with your time with the New York Knicks?
Also,
who, by the way, go ahead, Leroy. Go ahead.
I would say this is that one of the things we always discredit, and this is with players, right? And this is with coaches, is when they go to a bad organization, right? We always tend to put it on the player and the coach. But sometimes that bad organization is just bad for a reason.
Right.
Because they don't do things a certain way. Now, I will say this. Memphis is a different situation. I don't know what went there. I think it was player.
It was Marc Gasol.
More than organization.
Marc Gasol hated his guts because Marc Gasol was getting benched in the fourth quarter for him. He was kind of going away from the big man. And he got it, and he got in his feelings. And he got David Fizdale fired.
But the New York Knicks thing, please.
Come on.
If you ever hold that against any player or coach that goes there, that's on you. Because you know that organization is just.
Can we just talk about what a joke the New York Knicks are? So these jokers, this is what their organization is doing, Leroy, to deal with no basketball. They're doing a hashtag Knicks flashback. So whoever they're supposed to play on a certain day, they're putting on a bunch of moments that they've had against those teams. Well, yesterday they were supposed to play the Miami Heat. Now, Leroy, these jokers decide we're going to put up some moments that we've had against the Miami Heat. And it's just embarrassing. Like, look. First, you hit the Allen Houston shot. Okay, dagger in my heart. Shout out to you guys. Good for you. You get to stick it to me once. But these buffoons have the audacity to put up a game from the Big Three era of Carmelo Anthony blocking LeBron James at the end of a game saying, "Remember this?" No, I don't, actually. You want to know why? Because it was in the regular season. The only place you guys have been for the longest time. I don't remember what Carmelo Anthony did. But if you want to talk regular season, the Heat decided to respond with about 100 montages of Dwayne Wade roasting that ass. You know, the Danilo Gallinari make him bleed game, the game winner at MSG, Dwayne Wade also scoring a double nickel on their ass for a career high. Like, what are you doing if you're the New York Knicks in that situation? In their social media department, they're like, "Well, everybody, we got to do Knicks flashback today. Who are we supposed to play, Roger?" "Oh, we were supposed to take on the Miami Heat today." "Great, let's go after them."
Why does he sound like Mickey Mouse?
Because that's what the Roger the intern sounds like. And Roger the intern comes to them and he goes, "Oh, we were supposed to play the Miami Heat today, boss." "Great, let's put up some great Knicks moments against the Miami Heat."
Let's put up that one time where Carmelo played defense.
Right. Let's put up that. If I'm the New York, it's like, let's make sure also we keep out that moment where Amari Stoudemire punched the fire extinguisher. Don't forget Roger. Don't forget to put up that moment where we got our first playoff win against the Miami Heat in 10 years, and we had it rain confetti, even though we lost that series 4-1. Like. Could you have a more loserous franchise than what the New York Knicks are? and what they think they are. The thing that's adorable about them is what they think they are. They go out there, they think they're this great presence in the National Basketball Association. Well, really, they're a joke. They are a joke. So I wish nothing but bad things upon them. Anywho.
Can I disagree?
Here's who's some headlines.
Who's the football version of the Knicks?
Possibly the Dolphins.
No.
Oh, really? No win since the 70s? And what?
Okay. No, here. There's a difference in being bad, but your intentions are good, and just being bad. You see, the Knicks, they have no, like, they're just all over the place. Right?
And they the Dolphins
just do
haven't
things
been?
That make no sense.
And the Dolphins haven't been?
I mean, like, look, at every, and I'll say this, every time they drafted one of these guys, or every time they took or signed a big-name free agent that didn't work out, when they did it, nobody was complaining.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, everybody thought, okay, this is a good move. This is going to do X, X, and X. It didn't pan out, but it doesn't mean that the plan was terrible. Now they've decided to go a different route. And the one thing I'll say is this. As long as you have an owner who is committed to getting it done and is willing to do whatever it takes to get it done, your chances of actually turning it around are always going to be a lot better. Stephen Ross has always said whatever it takes.
Sure.
He may have necessarily not done it the right way, but eventually, because you have the support of your owner, let's keep in mind, everybody doesn't have that support. Every owner isn't willing to do whatever. Every owner has limits. So
yeah, I get what you're saying, but and though Stephen Ross doesn't have quite the public embarrassments that James Dolan does, he still had some times where he stepped in it and has opened his mouth and has been like, "Oops."
The Browns are the Knicks.
The Browns are almost too terrible though. Like the Browns are more so like the Sacramento Kings of the NBA. I'm telling you, like,
yeah,
the Knicks, because the Dolphins are a bit of a they're football royalty in a sense.
Ready?
They're very nationally popular. They haven't done elite winning in the 70s. They were kind of good in the 90s with some big stars, and since 2000, they have been a hot dumpster fire.
I got one. Washington Redskins.
Are the Knicks? Yeah.
Just with. And so when I look at it, I'm not only looking at the success they have had or haven't had, but just how they do things in general. Like, when you think of the Knicks would have two first-round picks and take a big man with both picks.
Sure.
Like, the Redskins drafted two quarterbacks in 1 year. Like, just stuff like that. Their owner... You haven't heard from him in a while, but their owner was in the forefront for most of the time.
Definitely was. Oh, he loves to make a splash for sure.
Right.
Definitely does. When we come back, we'll get into a little bit of a. So this was interesting. We had Baby Goat yesterday getting active on the old Twitter machine. Plus, somebody was heading down memory lane, and you maybe should put the thumbs away. We'll get to that next. A jackass that I can't wait to talk about. So you can text the show 67974. I imagine this is coming in from Bobo in the Bronx, who's decided to spread his feathers a little bit, his New York Knicks feathers, because he's all up in his feelings. And I can't help it that your franchise is an absolute disaster. But this is what you deal with when you deal with New York Knicks fans, Leroy. All right? Dummies, if you will. So this guy texts in. Always hating on the Knicks, but they're the number one value franchise in the NBA. For billionaire. Hey, hey, listen, I can't help it, Leroy, that that stupid building, Madison Square Garden, is the number one tourist trap in all of pro sports. I can't help that, all right? That you guys happen to be in a number one tourist destination where people go left and right and be like, oh, well, what should we do today? Ah, let's go to the garden. Let's go. They say it's kind of a good place. But, you know, let's go check it out. Let's go, you know, just because. Let's go see what's going on there. Look, New York Knicks fans, that place has turned into a let's go Heat haven for the last decade. I know it kills you.
Oh, yeah.
I know it kills you to hear that. But Brooklyn, New York, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, Georgia, every time I hear the Miami Heat play, every time I watch the Miami Heat play there, all I'm starting to hear during the games, because you're getting your ass whooped, is, let's go Heat, let's go Heat, let's go Heat. I know it pains you, because you're all out there feeling froggy, thinking that you're God's gift to basketball. You're not. But to think, Leroy, could you imagine feeling that I'm going to identify my organization by what they would sell for, what the value would be? Yes, congratulations. Things in New York sell for a lot of money. Congratulations on that. I hope you feel absolutely fantastic about it, that things sell for a lot of money in New York, much like they do in L.A. It's great. Good for you. Hey, bully for you. Could you imagine, Leroy, be like, the Dallas Cowboys haven't been very good in a long time, but my God, are they the most valuable franchise in all of sports? Huh? What are we talking about here? What a loser comeback to have to defend your franchise. We're the most valuable. I mean, James Dolan would get $5 billion. Huh? What? Do you think I give a rat's ass what Mickey Arison could sell the Heat for? A rat's ass? I do. Hey, you want to know something? Chew on this, Knicks fans. Chew on this if you really care about that. The Marlins sold for over $1 billion. It's pro sports. They're not making more teams, okay? Jeffrey Loria swindled everybody into getting $1 billion+ for the Miami Marlins, Leroy. Nobody goes to those games, as much as it pains me. A huge Marlins fan, nobody goes to those games. He got $1 billion. Like, does it really mean anything that you could sell your franchise for a lot of money, or even the most money? No, it doesn't. You're still a joke. And the fact that you are doing anything in the midst of being one of the worst franchises in the National Basketball Association, the fact that you are going to go down memory lane because you are going to play the Miami Heat, and you're going to say that this is the day Jamal Crawford scored 50. What? Are you effing kidding me? I don't know what to say, Leroy.
You say nothing. You just
I can't say nothing. I can't say nothing.
I know you can't.
They put a screenshot of Carmelo Anthony hitting a jump shot over UD. It says 50 points, all jumpers. Like, come on, bro. Are you going to actually put up a Carmelo Anthony picture against the Miami Heat of the two eras when Carmelo played for the New York Knicks and when the Heat were playing at that point, and compare what those eras were? I find that to be laughable. Laughable.
That's all they got.
That's all they got. And you know what? Good for you. Your franchise was one of the most painful memories of my childhood in your repertoire with that Allen Houston shot. But the fact that you call it, this is why you're a loser franchise, New York. Because you guys call that the shot, even though it's the most trash shot in history. I mean, it bounced a gazillion times, Leroy. It was like a pinball. They called that. Yeah.
Like Kawhi shot?
They called that the shot. No. The Kawhi was at least like fade away. It's kind of hanging on the rim. It had a beauty to it. The Allen Houston shot's the most trash shot of all time. And they called that the shot. The actual the shot. Ray Allen, dagger, right in there. Like he's done it a gazillion times in practice. And they're going to call that the shot. I hate the Knicks. You know, I don't care what kind of quarantine it is. I don't care what kind of pandemic we're in. Don't ever forget that the Knicks suck.
Oh, we're not. But think about this. There's 30 NBA teams.
Yep.
Aren't they all playing replaying the games where their team wins? Every team in the league right now is undefeated.
Put. Hey, if it's heat day, do me a favor. If it's heat day, skip that day.
Hold on. I promise you, in all 30 cities, if somebody decides to replay a game where their team loses, his ass should get fired.
Look, by all means, if it's T-Wolves Day, put up as many wins against the T-Wolves as you want to put up. But if it's Miami Heat Day, skip that day. Especially, here's the thing that drives me nuts about it. You know, you have all these memories against the Miami Heat, and they had a lot of success against the Miami Heat in the 90s. Like, a lot of painful memories for me, right?
Yeah.
And they decide, okay, let's put up Carmelo Anthony against the Big Three memories. I'm like, what? Let's put up Jamal Crawford scoring 50 against the Miami Heat with Dwayne Wade on the team. What? Like, of all the things you could have gone with, you could have gone to the treasure troll that you have, but you decide to go with these memories where it's just like, yeah, but you guys got your ass whooped a lot by the Heat in that time.
What do you want them to do?
I want them to go straight to hell. I want the New York Knicks to do me a favor and take a one-way ticket right to hell because I hate that franchise. Everything about it, and their fans.
Hey, aren't they already there?
Do me a favor. Extend your stay. Go right to the devil's front desk and say, hey, I'd like to extend my stay right here in hell, Bobo in the Bronx. We are the most valued franchise in the NBA. Who cares? You guys don't want the owner anyway. So you want him to be even more rich? He'll kick you out if you tell him to sell the team.
Yep.
What are we talking about here? And the other thing, David Fizdale, we watched his games. He was a terrible coach. You guys went out there, you gave him Julius Randle as his big free agent haul. Here's Fizdale thinking, yes, I'm getting me Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. But your franchise was so much of a joke that he couldn't even get that. Because they were like, look, Fizdale, we'd love to come play for you. Unfortunately, your franchise is a dumpster fire, so we're going to go to Brooklyn. You guys got out-whaled by Brooklyn. There are no Nets fans, Leroy. In your own city, you got outdone in free agency. Do you know how embarrassing that is?
Wait, they got Elfrid Payton?
Oh, without the cool hair.
Without the cool hair. I didn't even recognize him.
I didn't even know it was him. I feel bad for Wayne Ellington, though. I loved Wayne Ellington on the Heat. But this was the plan all the way.
Didn't he get traded, or did he sign with them?
Who? Wayne Ellington? He signed a free agency.
Okay.
Texter writes in, Tobin. This is Rich Leroy. Tobin, you forgot that the Heat sucked for many years. I'm also a Heat fan, but you sound ridiculous. And your radio station is playing games that they're not playing. Look, they're just looking for programming, first of all, sir. Don't judge on that. The Heat aren't out there playing games like they were back in the 80s and saying, remember this great win against the Bulls? No, we would never do that. All right, so don't be a joker. Second of all, the Heat have sucked for many years. Yeah, when's the last time, though? When's the last time they've had a run like the Knicks have had? 30 years ago? When they were expansion team?
That's
with the Spin Doctor?
That's why I said every NBA team is undefeated right now. Everybody's playing games they won.
Nah. Pick other games if you're the New York Knicks.
Really?
Yeah, pick other games. Go ahead. Find other games, pick those, and go straight to hell. Remember, extend your stay. We're back
after
this.
You know it'd be hard for the Heat to find when they won?
What? What?
Orlando. They never beat Orlando.
I hate the Magic. Why you bring these things up?
I'm just saying. Like,
well, I think during the Big Three era they were undefeated against Orlando.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just think, like, look, 30 teams right now undefeated because they're all replaying games they won. Now it'll be interesting to see how teams like, even Atlanta could find games. How's Sacramento gonna do it?
I don't care how they do it, but what I will tell you is, here's what you don't do. You don't do things like, if you're Sacramento, all right, put up maybe the game, the series you got fixed, don't bring up the time when De'Aaron Fox scored a lot of points against the Lakers. It's just you're not matching franchise for franchise there. It's just silly. That's what the Knicks are doing. That's what they're doing.
All right.
Back after this.
Toby, you don't remember. You don't remember back in the day. This song right here for Motown's 25th anniversary, they had a big special on TV, and the Jacksons came out there, and then Michael Jackson did his own thing, and this was the song that he sang, and it was the first time he did the moonwalk on TV.
That's awesome, man.
We lost our minds when he did that.
Huh?
We lost our mind when he did that.
Yeah. You're right, I am a little bit too young for that.
By the way, your Knicks fan, who is female, has snapped back.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I was a little bit excited.
Let me hear
it. I'm a female, and guarantee you I know more about basketball than you. Also, Ellington loves the Knicks. He could have had a buyout. he chose to stay with them to mentor their young players.
Wow, that's rich. And by the way, I'm not laughing at the fact that you might be a lady and know more basketball than me. Trust me. There's plenty of women who know more basketball than me. I'm laughing at the fact that you believe Wayne Ellington wants to stay and mentor your young kids. That is adorable.
I think a lot of guys stay because they don't want to take no salary cut.
Yeah. You forgot that in a buyout, you have to give money back. Wayne Ellington ain't giving money back. My man wants to keep his golden arm golden. All right? He ain't the man with the tin arm. He's the man with the golden arm. Keeps that thing looking shiny. He wants to stay and mentor the young players. Get the hell out of here. So, Leroy, did you see what Mike Leach did?
Oh, I can't wait, though. What did he do?
So, Mike Leach, who coaches Mississippi State now, I don't know if you knew that.
I forgot. He switched this year.
Yep. He puts out a tweet that is, well, he puts out a tweet of an old lady. It's a meme, if you will. And it says, after 2 weeks of quarantine with her husband, Gertrude decided to knit him a scarf. And the scarf is a noose.
Uh-oh.
Hmm?
Although, I get what he was trying to say, but you can't do nooses.
Noose memes are out.
Yeah, you can't do a noose.
Can't be doing a noose, says the coach of Mississippi State. And a lot of players called him out on this, on his own team. Now they're starting to enter the transfer portal.
Really?
Yup.
Look. Was it in poor taste? Absolutely. But you get what he was saying, right? Let's not overdo it. There's real issues out here. Reasons to be upset. I'm not saying you can't be mad, but don't you have to look at that and go, well, it was terrible, it was stupid, but his intent was not what we're gonna make it.
He says, I sincerely regret if my choice of images in my tweet were found offensive. I had no intention of offending anybody.
Right.
And Mike Leach is a wacky guy. That's kind of his thing. You know, everybody right. likes him for the wacky interviews and being a weirdo. And I would say, well, let me ask you this. Is it different now that he coaches in Mississippi?
Woo!
Because you told me about Mississippi.
Woo! Hey. Mississippi ain't no joke.
Hey. When he sent that tweet, did fireworks start going off in Mississippi?
You mean like they were happy about it?
Celebrating?
I like this guy.
Yeah.
White folk.
Let me tell you something. That Mike Leach, he funny.
He's hilarious.
Woo!
Yeah. I would say this. It's probably a little more tense because of where he sent it out.
Yeah.
Right? Because Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, there's always going to be that tension, that racial tension, right? And so I think he just kind of had to be more aware. But keep in mind, he's a free spirit out there on the West Coast. You see what I mean?
Yeah, he's like a Key West thing in Washington, just plays a little bit different.
Right. So I'm more than sure he probably said, hey, this is hilarious. I'm going to tweet it out. And he tweeted it out and somebody said, hey, man, not so funny. You know what I mean? Like
Shannon Sharp wanted him to resign.
Again, it's in poor taste. It's here. I'm of this. I'm going to make racist things racist. I'm going to call out racist people for being racist. But if somebody does something that can be misconstrued as racist, I'm also going to be a big boy and put it in context. Right? So if you read the whole, when you read the thing to me, I knew what was coming. And it was probably going to be something that was not very tasteful. But at the same time, think about this. Even the person who wrote that originally had some thought into it, because he didn't make it the man got tired of his wife. He made it the woman got tired. You see what I mean? So he tried to interject something so people wouldn't think.
Yeah, trying to make it cute.
Right. But here's the kicker. Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, a noose is never funny. And he coaches in Mississippi.
Yep.
So he has to be more aware. He has to be more aware of that. But at the same time, I'm going to say he needs to be more aware and he needs to understand what his implications were.
It's kind of like the John Beilein thing with saying, with calling his players thugs, right?
Like, right.
Maybe he didn't mean to be offensive, but like, you're going to insult everybody's intelligence and say, I didn't mean thugs. I meant slugs.
Well, he backtracked at that point, because even though his intent wasn't there, he probably sat back and realized what he was saying. And I would say this, look, man, there's coaches that have to say things to get their players to a certain level, right? And as long as I played sports, when a coach was coming at me a certain way, as long as he didn't put his hands on me and he understood who I was, I don't think anything of it. We've gotten to the point now, and again, I'm not taking anything away from what Beilein said, right? Although it's taken out of context, and the guys he were probably talking to were the guys who were offended by that because they were soft, right? And in this case, I think, you know, the coach was just being a little unaware. But at the same time, don't we have to, like, be more aware of intent here? Like, if you just read something to me and say, a coach put this on, and you don't spell it out and say, can you believe he put a caption of a noose on Twitter? Like, that's how, but it's going to happen like that. So people are going to react to it.
Well, Twitter can end you these days. Like, it's if you misstep on something like that, somebody will look upon it and say, ah, because it's going to get to some people that don't know Mike Leach, don't know that he's wacky guy, don't know that he's a guy who likes to make things weird or tries to make things, I guess, funny. Because it's going to be one of those things where it'll go outside of sports in that regard. Like, you'll get people who don't know his background or anything like that. And then it snowballs from there.
Right. But here's a perfect example. Texter chimes in. I guess when I hear nooses, I think racism. Right? End of discussion. So I listened to what you said and listened to the joke. Right? And I chuckled at it. As a black man, I would be more aware than to be putting that nonsense on Twitter.
Right.
But I got it.
I got it too. But I would never tweet it. Like, you know, that's just one of those things where, like, you're talking about awareness. Like, it's right. Just like, it, you know, I put it in the same realm of putting a wide receiver glove on Martin Luther King.
Oh, my goodness. Or how about Martin Luther King with...
Martin Luther King hosted a twerk contest.
Club. Right, yeah. Right. Come on. Like, we all... Do you suppose because he's a coach, he should be more aware?
I think that he should be... I think in those cases, I think it's important usually as a guy who's trying to be funny guy, you should be aware of what your audience is. And yeah, things have changed from going from Washington State to Mississippi.
But guess what? Why does everybody love Mike Leach?
Because he's wacky guy.
And so if wacky guy does something that's a bit inappropriate, are we going to get mad at the wacky guy? Like, because you know, here, at no point in time, and we know this of Mike Leach, he really hasn't gone out of his way to attack people. He's just goofy.
No, right? the only guy I remember ever being mad at him was dude's name, the white running back, Craig James. When he put his kid in the shed. That's right. The only time I really remember it.
Right. That's it. Okay. So, like, look, I'm not, the only thing I think he did wrong is being a coach. He should probably be more aware. But then the more I think about it, one of the things we love about him is his wackiness. And he puts something on Twitter that's wacky, that has no, you know, intent of being anything other than funny. Right? That's what he does.
Texter writes in, Coach Leach did nothing wrong. The people who think it's racist are the people that are reading it wrong and causing an uproar publicly are acting wrong. But doesn't the story have life though, or doesn't it become a thing because the players are pissed?
No.
Like, if there's players who are actively leaving and retweeting stuff against this,
here's what I'll say. And this is what it boils down to. When a white man sends a tweet of a picture of a noose, the caption goes unread.
Exactly. And by the way, the old lady knitting the noose, looking quite racist.
Right. That is the issue. And so at some point in time, he should have said, ha-ha, that's funny. I can't tweet it because I'm white, but it's funny.
Right. Right.
Right. That and that's the awareness part of it. But if he laughed and he said, oh, people are going to think this is funny. Right. Without even considering that, being from out west and never having to experience what he's going to experience in Mississippi. Right. Like, yeah, it's just take it for what it is. Man, there's racist people out there and racist things going on out there. Let's not make something racist that's not. It's not racist. He wasn't trying to be racist. He just had some poor taste. Let's let him lick his wounds and move on. For somebody to say he should lose his job, right? For not being aware of what this could do. Stop it. Stop it.
We'll be back with more. Get your headlines coming up after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.